The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise this end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Bless him from the depth of your heart. We bless you, Jesus. Kai de Villa Hatish de Verde. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cash in the care of us.
Sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up. I will open up.
One more time, you provide the fire.
You provide fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit, Lord. I will open up inside. Fill me up, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Father, we give you praise. We ask this morning you clothe every word with your fire and let them bless our lives in the name of Jesus. Let these things be the needed nourishment for our spirit in this stage and this season in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a big hand. Thank you. Be seated. All right. Genesis chapter number 2. While we are planning for international ministers training. Some of us are getting set. Hey, those of you who are not sure, those of you who are getting set, stand to your feet. Let me see you. Let me ask the rest of you, why did you all stand? We just have a few people seated. Why? You don't feel God is calling you? If you walk with me, you know you have a call. Come. You don't know the environment. You get what I'm saying? The environment. What's your name?
Stephen.
environment. I'll give you a free scholarship so you attend. Is that okay? Will you attend? Take it serious. Yes. I want you to attend, you particularly. I'll remind you of this day again. Is that okay? Attend. Hey, sit down. This thing is an environment. If God has sent us here to raise end time armies, it means He's going to send many invitations for the end time soldiers here. That's what it means. You don't believe? That's the meaning. That's the implication. All right. So I want to show you a scripture, Genesis chapter number 2. So this is the plan for international ministers training. We are going to remove this tent. I don't understand what's going on. They ought to have started work there, but they keep giving us, where's Jacob? About the poles coming and all those things. So we are going to remove this tent and bring one that is times two here. Is that okay now? And then we're going to set up ACs and everything inside here, that tent, and sound. Is that okay now? So we start international ministers training here, then we round up there. So that's the plan. In all of these things, you know, the last time we paid our ministry tithe, my spiritual father called and said, how do you do these things? Are you a man of faith? it depends on what you are seeing. Is that okay? So, I want to show you something. You should never forget it. Is that okay now? How do I tell? I always have issue with topics. And that's why I see my topic sometimes can be very, but you just listen to it, regardless of the topic. You just listen. So I have issues with topic many times. So, let me title this Evidence of the Mantle. Sign that you have really received the mantle. Evidence of the mantle. Is that okay? Yeah. If you just call it that. The burden, the agenda is the same. The topic might be a bit out of place. Genesis 2 verse 4. Genesis 2, 4 to 5. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, for there was, sorry please, and there was no man to till the ground. Alright, so just note that word. And that is the fact that the absence of men can hinder the agenda of God. Is that okay now? The absence of men can hinder what? The agenda of God. Alright, so the moment there are no man, God doesn't have men, the agenda of God is going to be hindered. Is that okay now? So, and one of the things God does, one of the systems He put in place, for His agenda to be carried. So I'm going to show you what a mantle really is. One of the systems God put in place for His agenda is, please pay attention, a mantle is not just the presence of the Holy Spirit. No. Mantle is the presence of the accomplishment of the Holy Spirit in a life. So, all believers have the Holy Spirit, but not all believers carry the evidence of what the Holy Spirit can do. Why? Because not all believers are at the same level of cooperation. So if God finds a man, and the man becomes a yielded vessel, yields to the agenda of God, yields himself in brokenness, is in humbleness of heart, in prayer, in many things. So what happens is that we have the Holy Spirit on a life. Is that okay now? Just the same way in Genesis 1 verse 2. The Bible says that the earth was without form and void. What happens? The Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of what? The deep. So whenever the Holy Spirit lands on a life and the life yields and there is a result, it's called the result of a yielded vessel, right? So what you don't know is that at that point, the man can give more than just saying receive the Holy Spirit. The life of that man is also a kind of mantle. Let me explain. And that's why when Elijah was about to be taken to heaven, Elisha didn't ask for just the anointing. He asked for his spirit. You come to a place and then you say that some people carry the spirit of a man. Because in yieldedness, that spirit has become what is contagious. So, mantles. Let me explain with this. I was reading a research work about one of the vaccines used now. Alright? And you know that there are stem cells of aborted fetus, right? This is not how they put it now. Conspiracy theory and all those things. Alright, I have the details. So the only question I've been asking myself is why? You get what I'm saying now? And all those things. If God, let me bring it this way. One of the challenges God has is not that there is no presence. It is not like everything God wants to do, there's not the Holy Spirit on ground to achieve those things. The problem is there are few men who cooperate with the agenda of God. So when God finds a man that cooperates, is that okay now? So God can make it so in such a way that somebody coming behind this man can now carry the spirit of this man. That is, all that comes that enables this man to yield, the spirit of this man, all that God has achieved in this man. Usual thing is that when a man carries the spirit of this man, alright, through impartation, sometimes through observation and through learning, the moment a man carries it, he will be conditioned necessarily to follow in the direction of this man. Because what made this vessel has landed. And not just that, the effect of the yieldedness of this man, the spirit that emboldens a man to that direction has also come upon him. That's why Elijah can cast his mantle on Elisha and Elisha will die to his agenda. The reason why we have Christians who are afraid of commencing something God says to start. Have you seen Christians like that? They're always scared. How do I start? If I start now, will it go? And this. It's because mantles have not landed on you. If it comes upon your life, please sit down. It will condition you. You will do many big things. You will not even think about it. Because there's an empowerment that has come. I, for instance, when God says to follow him and all those things, it wasn't an easy decision, of course. And there were times that, humanly speaking, I felt like jumping out. Because there's something in the nature of everyone, every man, that wants to prove that I'm not a failure, right? Particularly in a generation where pastors are made to look like lazy men. A man now. You want to prove. You want to be appear before your in-laws and when they ask you, what do you do? You say, I'm an engineer. Because the next thing that happens when you say, I'm a pastor, is that they ask you, is that all? And I bless God for the relationship that didn't work out because of this calling. That would have been me eating a bowl of porridge. Because eventually the wife becomes toxic. Young ladies, I'm not saying you should not have your own agenda. But that's because Jesus has not formed well in you. If a girl here that you are currently saying, you don't want to marry a pastor, may God preserve all his sons from you. Say amen. No, you have to say amen. Say that amen loud and clear. Ah, that's not good. Say the amen like you are saying it on behalf of your sons. I didn't say all of you. I said if you have said you don't want to marry a pastor, may God preserve all his sons from you. Say amen. Because if God is their father, he can call them at any time. It means if he calls them with you by their side, they are dead. So you have to say amen. If not, you not saying amen is treasonable. Say amen. Okay. How can you as a young man nod your head and go ahead with a girl saying she doesn't want somebody that will be a pastor and all those things? And you say, me, God just flashed me, didn't call me. I'm not expecting that you laugh. But these things are happening. Some of you are scared already that if you go to see your in-laws, they will ask you, what do you do, say a pastor? The next thing that happens is that they look at you irresponsibly. But when they have problems, they need pastors. It is amazing how many people are saying, I wish I can get access to this pastor, wish I can get access to that pastor and all those things. But they themselves have said their children will not marry anybody who is a pastor. And we have the boys also who are trying to change their identity. And saying, let me tell them what I studied, not just what I'm, no. You see, as you are looking at me now, by the grace of God, I studied biochemistry and in the prestigious university. Who asks you all those nonsense? What can be more prestigious than the throne room of God's calling? It's because something has not touched you. When it touches you, you'll be willing to tell Nebuchadnezzar that, oh Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Because a mantle is an encapsulation of something that is finished. But the devil told Jesus, if you are the right, bow down, I'll give you the riches of this world. You have not even presented with the riches of the world. You are just presented with a girl. A girl. And she's everything I dream of. God. No, your dream is not complete. The part you didn't see is that he's also what will kill you. Because anything you find difficult to let go becomes your ruin. The starting point of a relationship that will work is the fact that it can die for the agenda of the kingdom if need be. That's the way kingdom-minded people think. Not this is it. Ah, I've waited all the years. Ah, no, I will never let you go. This one is not the angel. This one will not break your rib. It will break you. You know, I'm talking as of you. Like this man here. You are looking at me and say, yeah, we are born soldiers. Okay. Until you see one small girl, just touch your head. Are you saying God is secretly me? Not sure. God call me. As you see me in church, I just love to serve God. There's nothing serious about all these things I'm doing. In fact, I'm perceiving that I have to stop right now and all those things. See that? If you take a man who has received this mantle from Nigeria to Australia, to America, to UK, and all those things, beyond all other things, that thing still speaks. The issue we are having now is that we don't have many people who are answering the call. We don't have Many people were called. I've seen people. There was a time in Winners, they did recruitment of over 10,000 pastors, right? Hey, I know more than 3 general overseers who closed down their churches to go and join because it wasn't working. They were never called. The assumption with which they thought they were called is the assumption with which they've joined also. And I said they will soon sack these guys. Because you run church for 5 years, there's no choir, there's no leadership team, there's nothing, no structure. So I go to minister in that place. Third year anniversary, is that how many years ago now? Oh yeah, now. I don't want to mention the place so that it cannot be traced in my message. Because I've discovered that more than I thought, people are listening to the things I'm teaching. I found out. So, but that doesn't mean I will censor anything. I will not anymore. This should be about 17, 18. That's about 4 years ago. Third year anniversary. Getting to the third year anniversary, there was no organized choir team and all those things. Evangelist, everybody there has a title. Evangelist, so and so and so, bishop, this, that, apostle, that. Yeah, come together, come and sing. So people just sit together and just start talking and they talk to a point that passion grew within them and they said, the passion is a calling. It's not. There's no one that God calls that he will not put something on you that conditions your life for it. And one of the signs that you know it is there is that you don't mind any adversity, you stand tall in that calling. You don't even need to see a pastor who is succeeding to be interested and know as a young lady that God won't mind you marrying a pastor. If you need a pastor who is succeeding to know, then it means that you are not after the work, you are after the success. That means you are an hireling. Somebody say, but they need encouragement also. No. You need faith. Because anything can happen. You are looking at me strangely. I see you don't understand what I'm saying. Jerome, you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Are you understanding? When that spirit eats you, you will not even please them. You will not know the reason why what others are running from is what you are running towards. Shai de villa hai de boku veli ishte vehed ishte. And one of the things the devil does to amplify people's misery is low self-esteem. They need validation from people. Somebody to look at you and tell you that you are doing well, you are doing what they like, not what God likes. Do you get what I'm saying? Someone should look at you and tell you that, you are the kind of man I've prayed for all my life. And what was that kind of man? The man who said no to the call of God upon his life. And then know how to make some money. It's a journey of faith. Because money can develop wings and fly away. If money is your motivation for marrying, and God really loves you, at some point, the money will have to give way for you to find God. That's the way it works. One of the problems that bettered weakness in our generation is that we are pampered and pampered and pampered and pampered and pampered people and say, don't mind them, this. Anybody who tells you that, yes, you'll be a Christian, but you can never be a soldier. Not a strong one. Let's just be managing. No. You're a strong one like that. when this thing comes upon men, they don't mind. And Abraham won't mind leaving his father's house. A Jacob won't mind running with just the staff. A Peter won't mind leaving the fishes. And you see people leave something. That's one of the signs that the man took. One of the signs you have received is that you must leave something that you once considered important. That's one of the signs. What agenda can die because of the call of God? That's what shows you are called. Not all these nonsense people are doing. That's what shows you are called. Are you willing to trek? I don't know why I feel like talking to the ladies today. Do you have the capacity to grow a man's dream with him? Can you recognize what you want at its seed state? Because at the end of the day, God won't give you what you want. He gives you what is his plan for your life. Are you following what I'm saying? That's what God gives you. Something comes upon you as a music minister, bam, and you just wake up to a reality and say, this music is my life. They say, what do you do? Say, I sing. And the next thing they are thinking is, but you've not blown. They say, it's not about blowing. Because it will amaze you that when it comes to these things, even believers will think this way. Where's your eat track? You say eat track. Every track is a eat. It eats away the kingdom of darkness. At what point did they start allowing men like us serve God? At the point that they see that when they ask for something at home, we can't send. What nonsense? What if we can't send? You know, I wept in that face because I kept saying, but you guys were the ones who taught us to serve God. There was a time I was going to club, you were praying and laying hands every night. What do you think will be the end result? That I'll come out of that process and now say, I'm running with needle and syringe at one hospital. And I'm not saying those who are doing so are bad. No, get me right. I'm saying, of course not. Not when we are teaching you to take over the seven mountains of influence. I won't say that. I cried because I saw that even pastors don't want their children to be pastors. There was a time we were going to act as a teenager. That was one of the things that discouraged me. I grew up loving drama ministry. And we're going to act a drama ministry in church. As we're going to enter, one of our senior elders in church saw his son already costumed, about to act with us. He drew the boy aside and began to rebuke him and say, are you not an idiot? Huh? Your mates are studying in school as engineers and all that. You are here rubbing powder on your face and all those things to act drama. Is that what I'm training you for? That boy now smokes in their hemp. And we are still here preaching the gospel. You don't know what will happen to me as a teenager. My heart sank. And our pastors who are saying these things, they want other people's children there, not their own. Definitely they were doing it for the salaries, not for the calling. And they've considered the salary is not enough. There's something that put food on your table. There's another one that brings fulfillment to you. There are two different things. It will amaze you. How do I say it? What I want to say now is a very sensitive stuff. you sometimes you hear there are just very few fathers in the body of Christ that are exception, because God will always have his own men. Okay, let me use myself as an example. You hear me share different stories of what it means to cooperate with the plan of God, what it means to cooperate with his agenda, the pain that comes with it and all that. So imagine God bring me to a point where this man has been erased and all those things. Things are happening. He can decide to hold any meeting at any country of his choice and all those things. And somebody now married, somebody wants to marry my daughter who look like the past me. That's the point where my faith in God's call, or what God can make out of a man, will be put to a test. Fathers and mothers, can you allow your daughters marry the past you? Though he has potential of doing more than this future you. I say, I know what it means. Those days, folk would drink Gary. No, my daughter. You know, sometimes, in what you are going through, the devil attacks the generation coming behind you. Because your decision to say that they will not go through what I've gone through, sometimes you also murder the process of God in their lives. So that's why we need more parents who are priests. There are things I'm going to tell you, but now is not the time. The reason you are afraid, you are dragging and all those things, is because the mantle has not come on you. If it comes, to condition you. That's what happens. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turn. One more time, loud and clear. I have decided to follow. I have decided to follow. I have decided. Can we take it loud and clear? To follow Jesus. There's no turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Right? Are you following me? Today's service, I'm going to introduce you to that subject matter, the gate of every generation. What opens them and when they are opened. Maybe I'm looking forward to it. Now, your widest imagination, is God teaching you all these things for in vain? Huh? When I want to marry my wife, a younger brother is here. He asks me, what do you do for a living? What I do is for a life, not for a living. By the way, I'm a pastor. Very proud about it. Very proud to say it anywhere, anytime, any day. And guess what? I'll still be proud to say it even if things are not going well. Will you sell your birthright? Talk to me now.
Will you sell your birthright? Let me, this thing should not just flip to the side of the girls, of the guys alone. Let me talk to the ladies. Do you know sometimes where a lady who has the call of God upon your life and there's a guy who likes you, who say, well, I don't imagine marrying a girl. You are looking very strange. You don't seem happy. You have to be happy. See, I don't mind, see the kind of girl I want to marry and all those things. See, the way you take this Jesus is very serious. It makes me scared. I say, me, you don't know. It's not like that. Forget about these things. I'm not using. I'm just waiting for a man who will change me. All those things. God sees that. Ah, this one. Hmm. Ah, the fair weather daughter. And then you are the one having, what's her name now? Katrin Kuhlman and all those people as your DP. Do you know what the call of God is? Do you know what happens to those who that mantle comes upon their lives? You don't know. Everything about your commitment and all those things shows you don't know. When it comes. We are alive to just one thing. That one thing may not make sense in this earth realm, but at the end of the day, at the speech and price giving day, that's all that matters. Do you know children who answer questions very well in class, but speech and price giving day, first, second, third position, they are nowhere to be found. In school, I always look forward to speech and price giving day. Always a very interesting time. You get what I'm saying? Very, very interesting time. When all is said and done, the only thing that counts is what you have done in God. That's all that counts. The Holy Spirit has to start engineering my heart. Because, how do I put this to you? Sometimes, the worst mistake a man like me can make is to say, saying yes to the call of God and all those things. I went through a lot of things and all that. And I don't want you guys to go through it. So, as God is lifting me and all those things, I have to make sure you don't go to it. To say you won't go to it is to say you won't become strong. If it takes hunger, go hungry! Why do you think some young ministers go and write on Facebook and say, imagine if a ministry like Winners decide to lift 100 ministries and the day they decide to put that and put, let's say, 10 million naira each, in 100 infant ministry and all that. That's the day they have killed those ministry. Because the process of faith that should grow them to learn not just that about finance, but also sustenance for life. When they should have killed their lion and their bear, they have quarantined them away from that process. When they face Goliath, they will fall. Don't think God is putting money in your hands to do anything anyhow. You cash that way. Some of you are into, hey, you're a businessman. And I know you have that heart for God. Is there another business person here? God is saying to mountain of finance, stand, let me see. And all those things. You'll be blessed though. Can I hear a big amen? But never you think you can lift everybody out of poverty. God is the one who lifts men. If he's going to use you to lift anybody, know who? There are ministries that it is God saying it is important they don't have money now. Because they are only humble because they are still down. If anything should come now, they will trample on people, trample on fathers. Character has not been built to do anything. And I shared the story with you of a friend of mine. God began to show him the secret of wealth, began to walk in his millions. And started teaching people, started showing them all the secret, and all the things began to crash. And God said, did I say you should teach them? It will amaze you that God can do that.
Whenever you think, even amongst the children you will give birth to, you must recognize them by destiny. There are some that what their process in life demands is that they are not exposed to comfort, yet they are your children. You just carry a body and put them in the same habitat, not minding this configuration and the spirit, you destroy some. Sometimes we say something because of our heart that is good and all those things. Thank God for the good heart, but there's also an agenda that a good heart can destroy. God wants to watch people. Can they do this even with hunger? Can they do this with fasting? Can they learn? He said, hey, but they would, nobody dies in the process. Everybody comes out of wilderness, except those who didn't cooperate. Because you can also die in the wilderness. I shared the story with you. I heard from one of my friends. Shared about somebody who went to the swimming pool to swim. The guy has been bragging that he can swim and all those things. Jumped to the deep side of the, not a shallow pool. Jump. I don't enter pool. Anything. When water passed my knee, I don't even. Me, why? See people, you see all those things in China. People are going to jump from one place, dive up to their left. Me. Lazarus. What on earth? Me. Jump. I don't fall to such temptation. No. I will not even enter the site where they will see where they will jump from. Not me. Jump here. I'll be watching you in the other state. So the guy jumped to the pool. All they just saw was bubbles of air. Where is he? Nobody could find him. So somebody jumped there to rescue him. And the fellow tried to carry him. He didn't come up. The fellow left him, dived up, then stood and was waiting. All the girlfriends and people there were shouting, "You will die, you will die." The guy didn't say what. They were insulting that guy. The guy didn't say what. After a few seconds, the guy who went down floated back up. Then he carried him. See, why did you carry him for? I said, because he wasn't yielding. And if he wasn't yielding, he will kill the one trying to help him also. So there's a way situations will bend him, then he will float back up. Floating back up in life means he will come to the posture of learning. When he comes there, that's when he can be lifted. But to try to help him when he's not ready to learn is to destroy him. How will I teach you? I can teach you what leads to many things, but I can't teach you. Principles are the most difficult things to teach people because sometimes they don't need principles. Principles are the formulas. 2 + 2 will always be equal to 4. You get what I'm saying? If an unbeliever will see, the answer is still 4. First, there should be death to self. Before you know, why did Jesus say in Mark 4 verse 11 that unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God? He said, but there are some people. He said, those that are without, this is a seal from them, that in hearing they will hear, they will not, all right, perceive. They will not understand. In sin they will see, they will not perceive. What's the meaning of that? There are people that should not know some things in their dying state. They will think it is God endorsing them. Why is that? When man fell, God took away the tree of life. So there will be no permanence to falling. You notice pride in a person, but you keep pushing them up. To think God is lifting them. So what happens is that if you have that mentality like that, it means you don't know the power of what you are wielding. God may either off your mic, reduce it, and abase you also, because you have something you don't know how powerful it is. Humility is good, but lack of self-awareness is dangerous. You must always know the power of what you have. That's why you see, it doesn't matter who you are anymore. You can't come to Spirit of Life Church and I just bring you up to come and leave. I can't do it. I've done it before. I can't do it again. Because something happens when you stand here. People begin to hear you from different parts of the world. I've seen the power. What if you give a man such access? He doesn't have the right message. It is one thing for you never to be proud. It's another thing for you to know the power of what God has placed in your hands. So there's no such thing as the moment you see somebody who is in tribulation, then you must lift them. God is the lifter of heads, not you.
Everything that counts are the things he instructs, not the things you feel you should do. Are you following what I'm saying? By the way, I don't know all of you standing here saying kingdom finance. I'm seeing apostles and all that. Sit down. You can say what you want to say. Why are you standing? Huh? You are punishing yourself. Sit down. Are you following what I'm saying? I don't want to take beyond my time. So bow your head. There are dimensions that comes upon men in every generation that conditions them for the plan and purpose of God, deadens them to themselves and all those things. Ask for such dimension that God will help you. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Hear me. When a man has received this dimension of God upon his life, it means before there is consideration of any kind of location in the world, first there's a consideration of the agenda. Is this a location for it? Because when this thing comes, he put God first in our lives. Green pasture is where the instruction says to go. That's definitely all green pastures. And that's why I'm telling you, look up. International ministers training is not a platform where you are coming just to learn about how to be a better minister. No. You are coming to learn how to be a better Christian, because a better Christian will be a better minister. It's not a place of strategy meeting. I know. Yes, there are strategies, so you understand? There are strategies for multiplication and all those things and all that. God has given the wisdom for a reason. But it's a place where you come to learn the culture of God. That's why I'm telling all of you seated here. Last week, I wasn't happy that when I told you about the discount, you were happy. I left very sad. Yeah. Because I felt that's why I'm telling you, those pastors and ministers, it doesn't cover you. It doesn't cover you. You are paid. I saw you did everything. Yeah. You've not done it. You have. You've not done it. You are the one sending messages and mails to people. Yes. You're a physiotherapist. You are working in the hospital. You have money. These are the people that are shouting, evangelize, evangelize, and all those. Are you a signboard pointing people to heaven? You are not going. Huh? You are registering this week. You are registering, you are paying this week. Yeah. You don't look like someone that plan. You, like, okay, you want to be my PA and people call me down and attend the class. Huh? It's on ground. Okay, all right. You are paying this week. All of you this week. Ah. What's happening? This week is a glorious week. Oh. All of you in choir here. Yeah. What's your plan? Because you play lead guitar, you are not in the kingdom. You are smiling with half teeth. What are you saying? Huh? You have done it. the 70%, complete it. What did I say? Complete it. You? Hey. Huh? This week. Even you don't believe what you are saying. Yes. Huh? All of you don't believe the things you are saying. You too this week. Should I assume the same thing here also? You are looking very strange. This man on the saxophone. Yeah. What's your plan? Next year edition. Today. You are looking for international ministers training. You've not heard about it. You have registered, but you don't plan paying. This man, what's your agenda? No, all these people, these of you inflamed this thing, we know how to get you. All of you are holding the microphone and listening to flame radio. No, forget. You don't even have to tell me you will register. We will register you. What are you thinking? People are even on probation themselves, so you have many. Okay. You know, I could hear me. Yeah, what's your plan? You were a chef. I saw you cooking and doing all those things. Your birthday was recent. They sent you money and sent all those things. They sent you money and all those things for your birthday. True or not true? Ah! But you see, the money didn't do the first agenda of God in your heart. You bought new shoe. Yeah, the way you are playing that keyboard. What's your plan? Oh, no, you don't even need to have a plan. All of you there. See, people think the glory of God comes down everywhere, charged. You will sing also in minister's training and you will pay to. You know, when we forwarded this online, we got many remarks. Somebody was asking, why are there just Yoruba ministers? And I said to myself, at this stage and time, in the agenda of God. And I went to check the fellow up. He was also a minister of God. Those who got angry that international ministers training so and so amount, all who got angry are pastors. It matters the environment of training. Whatever it is you consider wickedness or harsh, that you receive as harsh, because that's your perception about it, you can't build the next generation in that regard because you feel it's bad. If I tell you to fast and you feel I'm being wicked to you, you can't tell your own people to fast because you feel it's wickedness. When a coach misses a lesson, the whole team will miss it also. So, that man there at the bar, man of God, stand up. He's the first person, yes. He's the first person who paid for international ministers training. The very first individual all over the world. And guess what? He thought many of you had registered. So when he did, he thought he was coming late. And I told him, I said, you are the first person. Why do people wait for the last week then register? Because they think manna will fall. Let's wait. If your bread price, will you wait that much? Young man, let me ask you. If it's bread price, will you wait that much? That's where you say, no, we have to do this quickly. What are you doing quickly? But international ministers training say, let's calm down. You know, Papa, something may come up. By the way, this man that I gave scholarship, you look fresh. You don't look like who needs it. You know, in all honesty, do you really need a scholarship? What you need is orientation to come, right? Be honest. Don't mind them. Talk to me. That's what you need. True or not true? I give you 50% discount. That's 50%. I just looked at you very well now and I saw that. You are too fresh for a scholarship. You are too fresh for a scholarship. Yeah. But you will be there, right? You'll be there. You can do the 50% today. You understand? Just do it today. I want to be seeing you at the training. I'll be seeing you every time. Yeah. All of you here, Some of you, I should even double the money and all those things. Look at your cheeks. Just if they look at you, now nobody will borrow Nigeria money anymore because they believe Nigeria is doing well. Look at all of you, your faces are fresh. Hey, say, how many of you are registering for international ministers training? This man, you are looking very, very confused. Like, what are they saying? Is it this year or next year? Is this year, next month? How many of you are registering? You no longer want to talk. You are avoiding me. You don't want to look at me. Maybe I will double your price or something. Is anybody at? How many of you are registering? Let me see your hands up. Oh, you've registered. Let me see your hands up. The only issue is that you've registered but not. Alright. Be there. Alright. Do whatever it takes to join the chariot moving in your own generation. Is that okay now? Alright, so we have to call it a day now. Rise to your feet, everybody. They will fix the fans and do everything required for the service to go well. We want that thing to be done quickly. Go up the heat. Father will bless your children. They are blessed. All of you who have been under the sound of my voice and all those things, every word you have heard, they'll do you good. In the name of Jesus, I ask that the hand of God comes upon you. You are conditioned for his purpose. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. We declare the service today opened in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.